Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Mo, why are you ruining your friendship with Katie?
I actually genuinely don't know.
Katie, why is Mo ruining his relationship with you?
Oh, well, I'll tell you.
What's he
That's
doing now?
That's why she's gathered all of us here today.
Yeah, gather around.
Why is he pushing you away?
Yeah, you know what? That's really what I need to know, Mo.
Am I sabotaging it?
Now,
is this fear of intimacy?
That's been known to be a thing.
I would like to believe that we're best friends, right, Mo?
I'd say.
How close would you say we are?
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10?
Yep.
You sure?
Close as they get.
No. Oh. And how long have you been feeling that we are 10 out of 10?
2 minutes ago.
It's starting to go down already.
So, it's weird, because I would say that, Mo, it should be a 10 out of 10.
Absolutely.
But I don't believe it is now. And here's why. So, for me, it's very hard to trust someone with my location, right? And, oh, don't you laugh, Mo. Don't you laugh.
Do you guys share locations with each other?
No,
that's
no.
a funny question.
Well, we're getting
Continue,
there.
Okay.
We're getting there.
Okay.
So, like, when Mo and I hang out, he's always like, you know, let me know when you make it home safely. You know, let me know. And then sometimes he's like, Katie, you didn't text me that you made it home safely.
It annoys me. I don't like that.
Uh-huh. Yes, it's become a thing. And so
Daddy Bart's the same way.
Yeah, okay, he gets it.
One night when we were out, I was like, you know what? I'll just share my location, because I know I'm probably not going to tell you if I made it home. So I'm going to share my location for, like, the rest of the night, because mm-hmm. you can do it for, like, 5 hours indefinitely, mm-hmm. whatever. So I did it for, like, 24 hours that he would have my location, so that he knew that I made it home. And as expected, I didn't text him, but I knew he knew, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you check said location to see if
she... I did not.
Okay.
All right. Didn't know that.
I didn't know how to do it at that time.
Okay. So then the next day, I get a notification that says Mo is sharing his location with you indefinitely. And I'm like, oh, we just reached a new friendship milestone.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, once we're locked in, ain't no switching up.
Right.
Right? This is serious business. Mm-hmm. So then I'm like, oh, well, I had to share my location with him indefinitely now. Like, now he's in my friend group. There's only 5 people who have my location and can track me. And Mo was now a part of that 5.
That's real family right there.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, oh my gosh, finally, after all these years.
Who are the other 5? Mom, aunt, right?
Well, I take my mom out of it. I'm thinking of my iPhone. But yes, my mom, my mm-hmm. aunt, my 2 best friends.
Okay.
And then Mo.
Okay.
Oh, and actually my brother. So then that makes 6.
I mean, it's pretty much family right there. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right? And so I'm just so excited. I'm like, so I send him a text. I'm like, oh, we share locations now. What? This is what we're doing. Woo!
It's a new level of intimacy. Yes.
He's like, yes, this is, you know, great. But, you know, I have to tell you a story about how this all happened. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. We'll talk about it. So the next time we hang out, we're sitting down. I'm like, what made you want to share, you know, your location with me? Like, how did we get to this point? He's like, Katie, it was an accident. I actually don't know what I did. And then all the excitement just left.
Aww.
Because he wasn't intentionally trying to share his location with me.
I felt bad. I did. But I didn't realize in that moment how much this meant to Katie. Because had I known, I would have lied.
Yeah.
But I don't share my location with anyone. Like, no one has I have like all my family's location. No one has mine.
But do you still have Mo's location?
Yes.
Well, see, he could have, when he accidentally did it, mm-hmm. he could have.
That's where I was going.
Yeah.
Because
I did it.
What happened was I picked up my old laptop because I wanted to watch football. It's a whole thing. Don't worry about it. But when I picked up my old laptop, I guess things pop up. like that have been on your phone or whatever from that stored with your. So that was one of the things that popped up, and I was trying to get to the game, so I was just okay and stuff. Like I just all right, okay. And one of the things I okayed was, do you want to share your location with Katie? I didn't realize that I did that, mm-hmm. but I do remember seeing it. So when she texted me, I instantly knew, oh, that must have been one of the things I okayed. But then when she asked me about it, I probably should have lied. But I told her, no, I did do it by accident, but I didn't delete it. So it should count the same.
You didn't even need to lie. You just didn't need to say anything at all.
Touche.
Right?
Yes.
And this is what I'm saying about relationships. I mean, that in order to have a healthy relationship, you can't have 100% honesty. It doesn't work. You got to sit at around 98%.
Exactly. And I was so deflated. So if you just nod your head and be like, yeah, Katie, we're here now. I would have been okay. I would have never been any the wiser. And the fact that you left it on, I feel like it's only because he felt bad. It's like, I accidentally do it. Now I did it. Now I can't really take it back.
Okay.
So here we are.
Somewhat. But, but I also, I didn't want you, I thought it might have been weird to you, like that I just did that out of nowhere. Like, why would Mo just like request my location and send me his on a random day, a random Sunday or whatever it was? So I didn't want you to think I was being like some kind of creep about it, which is also why I was like, well, let me kind of explain how we got here, but it's cool now that we're here.
I never would have thought that, because it's not like I've only known you for 6 months. It's been years of friendship. Yeah. It's about time we've reached this point.
I feel like having shared location services is the new Netflix password. Because you can't do that nearly as much anymore. And that used to be the sign of intimacy right now. We're sharing a Netflix account, right? And now you can't do that nearly as much. So now if you're sharing your location, that's a big deal.
Mm-hmm. It's a big deal, Mo.
I'm joined with yours. I check on you. And I had no idea how advanced this thing was. Man, this thing tell you when the person is driving, when they turn the corner. I was like, okay, I'm definitely not giving anybody else my location. It's too much.
The Burt Show.